Welcome to the Fitness Coach Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Chris Spearman. Our mission here at Fitness Coach Freedom is to help fitness professionals just like you transition from just another coach to an actual business owner and help you have a bigger impact in the world, give yourself more freedom, and to create generational wealth. Please enjoy, please subscribe, and we'll see you inside. What is up, team? We're here for another episode, another Q&A from our Apollo clients over the last few months. Well, weeks, really. It hasn't really been that long since we've started, and we've already had some amazing wins. I know a lot of you have reached out to discuss if we're taking clients who aren't making six figures, and the answer is I don't know. The goal is really to either work with people who are already hitting six figures and above, who are close to hitting six figures or really should be hitting six figures. They just need a few tweaks. I'm also very aware that there are a lot of fitness coaches in the space, and it's not a case of trying to avoid competition. It's just, without sounding rude, making an obvious transition to an area that I'm significantly more skilled at, which is the problems that we've been dealing with in our businesses over the last few years have been going from six to seven figures. So having done that now, I feel like that is something that is very fresh in my mind. There aren't many business coaches that have done that in their own business. I don't know any in the UK who have had a seven-figure fitness business, let alone they have one that still runs. That's not an ego stroke. That's just a fact. So considering I still have one that I've delegated that turns over $1 million a year, I think I'm in a pretty good place to be able to help people to do the same. That doesn't mean you need that to do it, by the way. I'm just saying that I think that that's an advantage. I feel like there are a lot of coaches that help people get started, and that's great, but that's not really what I'm about. We have done that in the past, and it's exceptionally challenging. It's very time consuming, and yeah, so we're not really doing that, to be honest. Let's be blunt. So the goal really with these questions, these are obviously questions from clients who are already hitting six figures and want to go to seven. That's predominantly who we're working with. We're not looking for volume. Without being even more rude, I don't need money. I have between $4 and $5 million net worth to my name already. I've come from a very, very rural part of Ireland. It's more money than I ever thought I would ever have. So all I'm looking to do over the next few years is to scratch the itch that I have, which is problem solving serious problems within businesses that can allow people who I care about to have more freedom and to create generational wealth. So let's dive into some more questions. What do you think is the difference between lower tier and top tier? And I'll give you a bit of a back reference, but before we do that, I'll show you the answer that was given. So it'll come down to contact time. In other words, let's say lower tier, top tier, in other words, high ticket, low ticket, I suppose. You could say it that way. So it'll come down to contact time, and the main difference will always be the amount of time spent with the coach. So a lower tier program equals weekly check-ins, Wednesday touch point, and all other contact would be Facebook group, whereas a higher tier would be maybe accountability calls, video check-ins, more frequent messaging support, extra help getting to their goals. If they need more accountability and they're on a lower tier, then there's always ability to upsell them. So I just want to talk about that for a few minutes. So a mentor of mine once said that, and they used our program as an example. So we used to have in our fitness program, we used to have the cover model blueprint, which was a download, and it was the exact training program, supplement regime, and workout plan, training, nutrition, supplements that I used to get my first magazine cover. And it legit was. And it was a download. Then we had the cover model accelerator, which was a program that we would coach people in this instance, let's say low tier. And then we had the cover model executive, and that was for high-end business professionals who needed more specific accountability, more specific training and nutrition based on, you know, their lives being a little busier. And these guys said to me, they said, well, and they put it in a really good way. So give you a reference on the price points. The Cover Model Blueprint was like $17. The Cover Model Accelerator was like $97 a month at the time. And then the Cover Model Executive was, say, $5,000. And then we gave away some downloads, like the Cover Model Arm Guide. And my mentor said, if someone downloads your free guide to, you know, a Cover Model training guide, what's their goal? And I was like, well, to look like a cover model? And they were like, yes. And they said, if they buy your Cover Model Blueprint, what is their goal? And I was like, well, to look like a cover model? And he was like, correct. And he said, if they join your Cover Model Accelerator, what is their goal? And I was like, to look like a cover model? And they said, yes. And it went on. So the goal is still the same. The goal shouldn't change. It's not like you say, if you're only going to pay this amount, well, I'll only get you half of the way there. Because no one wants to be half of the way anywhere, right? Does that make sense? So hopefully some of you guys are going, oh, I get this. And this was I get this when my mentor said this to me as well. And the difference is the time they have with you. And the word he used was intimacy. It's less contact with you. And that really, really resonated with me. So when it comes to high and low tier or medium tier or high ticket, low ticket, whatever you guys want to call it, it ultimately will come down to where you're at, what you can deliver, what quality you can, let's say, offer in that period of time, but also is it scaled enough? And I know people who charge $18,000 for a mastermind and you get no one-to-one contact with the coach. Some people need to have daily messages to keep a client at $97 a month, right? Now that doesn't, that's so you can't just base it based on that. It's specific to the individual, yes, but there's loads of other things that come into play. And I think something that needs to be addressed is obviously that, well, think of it this way. Why have we stopped helping people go from zero to $5,000? Well, because it's more work than honestly, it is more work than me taking someone like Jonathan from $100,000 to $300,000 a month. That was one of the easier transitions. So you need to ask yourself, like, your time, is that scalable? No, not really. And then the tier structure should be purely based on that, if I'm being really honest. So how does that show up? Well, you need to create, in my opinion, an offer that is like a flagship offer. And your high tier now may eventually be a low tier down the line. And that's how you should look at it, right? So if you're listening to this right now, you should not sell low ticket, right? You should sell high ticket. It may be a low ticket price point, but in your eyes, it should be high ticket for you. And you should focus on selling that, okay? Then, well, if it doesn't sell, you need to get better at selling. You need to add more value and make it irresistible. And that's exactly what I do with my students. And then that will eventually become low tier. And then you go, I'm going to create a high, even higher ticket program. And you just keep going that way. Because even those of you who started charging like €50 a month back in the day, that was high tier for you at the time because you probably weren't making a lot of money. So it is a perspective game. And so just go over the question again. What do you think is the main difference between lower tier and higher tier coaching? And the answer was, so it will come down to the contact time. The main difference will always be the amount of time spent with the coach. Therefore, a lower tier program will be, say, just weekly check-ins and a Wednesday touch point or Facebook group contact, maybe. A high tier would have accountability calls, let's say one-to-one or video check-ins, more frequent messaging, etc., etc. Now, some of you guys are thinking, what, like one-to-one accountability calls? And we've done this, obviously. It depends on, and you could say, that's not scalable, Chris. Well, it is, because we were hiring coaches $60 an hour to take accountability calls. Now, they would take 4 in an hour, so it's $15 a call that they get paid. But we would charge an extra $250, $300 a month. and they would get only one call a month. So it's costing us like $15 and we're making an extra 300. So it's a pretty good investment, right? And the client's way more likely to stay on the program. It just makes complete and utter sense, right? So I think when we start to like flesh out how that would look, it's really important that we create a higher tier program first. And again, that's relative for a few reasons. Number one, your goal should never be to remove value from a program or your clients. Your goal should always be to add more and more and more value. That is one of the most fundamental things. Add more and more and more value. And if you cannot sell it, then address the selling, not the program, right? So, and then you tackle that problem and we continue to go and move from there. I'm going to leave it there because we've got loads of questions. I know these are bite-sized little nuggets. Hope you guys are finding these useful. Hope you guys are listening to these. Even if they're not relevant to you right now, they will be at some point. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace. Thank you for listening. I hope that has been useful. Our time is our most valuable commodity. It is something that you will never get back, be it in your business, with your families, in your relationships. And I value your time and spending it here with us. As a thank you and to help you scale and grow your business, there are a number of ways that we can help you scale and grow for free. Number one, if you would like more leads in your business, you can go to unlimitedfitnessleads.com, download our blueprint, and go through our free video course that will talk you step by step through how you can 2x, 3x, and 4x your lead flow. Number two, you can go to unlimitedfitnesssales.com and get your hands on the exact $3 million sales blueprint that we have used in multiple businesses, including our fitness businesses, over the last number of years to scale and grow our own. Thirdly, you can jump inside our community at fitnesscoachcommunity.com. Lastly, and by no means least, if you are looking for a little bit more help, you can get a free consultation business audit from myself, Andrew, and the team. And absolutely free, this is not a sales call, it's very much a value add. And transparently, we know that a large number of you will see how impactful that is and may decide in the future to work with us. And you can get one of those at fitnessbusinessaudit.com, where we dissect exactly what's happening in your fitness business right now, be it online or in person, depending on what sort of structure you have with your business. See what roadblocks you have standing in your way, what your goals are, and actually on that call, reverse engineer a solution for you. Again, that is not a sales call. We know that there will be a large number of you that see that we are talking sense and may decide to work with us in the future. But for us, it is a way of giving back as a thank you and helping to scale and grow our community. As always, I hope you guys are having an amazing day. I hope you're being safe. Whatever you do, remember, there will be challenges on the way. There are always going to be challenges. Seek them out. Seek out those failures, because it is those failures that are going to launch you and catapult you into the next chapter of your life. As always, please like, subscribe. We'll see you guys in the next one. This brings tears to my